Good afternoon, and welcome to our discussion on the intersection of criminal law and bankruptcy. As the judge said, my name is John Vardaman. I work as a trial attorney for the United States Trustee's Office, and sitting next to me is Mr. Bill Mattea. Bill formerly worked as an assistant U.S. attorney prosecuting criminals, and now he's in private practice focusing on defending white-collar criminals. Bill is the author of the materials in your notebook, and you should consider him the expert on the criminal law. Our goal today is to either acquaint or refresh you as to the intersection of criminal law and bankruptcy, and we're going to also discuss some certain privileges. Even if you don't represent debtors, under the wrong set of circumstances, your clients could still face criminal issues during the bankruptcy process. If you practice enough bankruptcy, criminal issues will come up and you need to be ready for them. I thought I'd use a visual aid. It's a sign, I don't know if you can see it, but the sign says, FBI investigates bankruptcy crimes. Now, you've probably seen this before, maybe at the U.S. Trustee's Office or maybe at the 341 meeting. That's good. Now, the sign is intended to act as a warning that everyone involved in the bankruptcy process is required to act honestly and make certain disclosures that are required by law. Working for the U.S. Trustee, I know for a fact that the FBI does investigate bankruptcy crimes because I have on several occasions communicated with FBI agents who were working on our referrals or referrals from private citizens. If the FBI finds enough evidence, then the United States Attorney is going to take that case and prosecute it in federal district court. And during my time with the U.S. Trustee, I know of several people who have been convicted, sentenced, and even had to serve prison time because of crimes related to bankruptcy. So this is a real thing. Now, it might surprise you, but the United States Trustee actually keeps statistics. I mean, we're a government agency, and we keep statistics on the number and the type of criminal referrals that we make to law enforcement.